This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, the Minnesota Timberwolves. If you're a Timberwolves fan like I am, a season ticket holder like I am, I think that you just need to be prepared for the roller coaster that is the 2024-25 season. There's nothing that the Minnesota Timberwolves can do tonight into the trade deadline tomorrow that would make this team a contender. Nothing. So let me just go ahead and put it out there like that, because that's just being honest, it's being transparent, and it's keeping it real. We don't have it this year. Now, I don't want to keep going back to the Cat trade. You do have to factor that in, because that did happen this year or this season. Didn't help the team at all. And it's not, and I'll repeat this again, it's not the fact that you traded Cat. It's what you got back for Cat. It's not always that you traded away a good player. It's what did you get in return. So, I mean, if you traded Cat and you got Luka back, we'd be having a different conversation. You got Julius Randle, Dante DiVincenzo. Both, in my opinion, Dante is a guy off the bench, not necessarily a starter. Julius Randle's a starter, but he's not a star. And then you got a draft pick that fluctuates. We will see if it ends up being a first-round pick. They didn't get enough. They didn't get good things for Cat. I'm going to always look at that and have that opinion. But moving forward, to make a trade to better your team, you know how we say you got to give up something to get something? Well, it depends on who the GM is, right? But secondly, you need to have some assets. What assets would people want from us for us to get another good player? The one asset that you have, without any dispute and doubt, is Anthony Edwards. And you're not trading Anthony Edwards. You're not going to do it. So what else can you move? You gave away a million picks to get Rudy. You can't trade away a bunch of picks to get somebody. Mm-hmm. So this year's trade deadline, in my opinion, the Minnesota Timberwolves have to sit it out. It's not a situation where the Timberwolves will be getting, you know, whatever star, and they are trading away their 2035 pick. Like, that's not a thing. So we just have to just chalk it up that we got to do better in the second half of the season and hopefully find a gym or two in the offseason.
Everybody else is playing NBA 2K, and the Wolves are sitting here just, they don't even have a controller at this point. Because you're absolutely right. The one outside of Anthony Edwards, you could say maybe you could actively shop Julius Randle. But with
not going to get much.
With that abductor,
I think they would have tried that, and he's already hurt.
That's the thing. You would be selling for pennies on the dollar.
Now, I do think that Jaden McDaniels has some value, but I don't want to move Jaden McDaniels.
No. I think, you know, Nas, Jaden, Anthony Edwards. I don't want to say Anthony.
Nah, I think is appealing to people.
I think Nas appealing. I'm wondering, though, because, you know, Tim Connelly made the deal for Gobert, and, you know, first year didn't work. It was kind of wonky. Last year it worked. And then, you know, this year trading Cat to, you know, primarily, I think, just give them the Wemby's super long. Wemby's like super long. But I think it just primarily got them under that apron, under that luxury tax. And here's my question, though, Henry. Is this one of those that, I mean, it's been a disaster so far for the Wolves. I don't think we can look at it any other way. But with Tim Connelly's track record, do we give him the benefit of a doubt in the sense that you knew this team might take a step back this year, knowing that you open up some financial flexibility to re-sign Nas, to re-sign Nah, to get underneath that luxury tax?
This is my issue. Your window to win was right now. You just went to the Western Conference Finals. Your window's now. And now all of a sudden you're talking about the economics of it, right? And I get it. Economics plays a factor. You know, who do you think in the NBA right now has the biggest tax bill with regards to luxury tax?
I'd say probably right now Golden State after the Jimmy Butler deal. I don't know. The Lakers?
The Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns. Oh, yeah, that would make sense with Booker. With
At
Durant,
$164 million. Guess who's number two?
The Wolves?
The Minnesota Timberwolves,
yep.
At 91. So I understand it, and we understand, like, the tax bill is going to come doing all this stuff, whatever, but you've taken steps back. That's the problem.
I think, though, because you've got, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think the arbitration, the mediation is going to happen on Monday between Glenn Taylor, Alex Rodriguez, and Mark Lowry. I just feel like that played a role in trimming, trying to get that financial flexibility.
Because who didn't want to spend money?
A-Rod, Mark Lowry.
Yeah.
They have said they want to get underneath that tax.
Yes.
Glenn Taylor's
like, no, I'm not. And that was one of the reasons why he says, no, I don't want to move backwards. I don't want to sell to these guys. These guys want to cut the payroll.
And I think that's something that, I mean, I understand the ineptitude with all of the missed draft picks. I mean, we know the history of this franchise is not good. But I will say, in Glenn Taylor's defense,
oh, he spent money.
At this point,
everybody knows that.
He spent money. I mean, you know, okay, the handshake with Joe Smith, you know, we know all of that stuff, but I think to look now, he was willing to invest in it and pay those luxury tax, which I think is like 3-1. It's an insane amount.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to go under the assumption that I have to trust Tim Connelly and that there's a bigger plan at play. I feel like more so you're 1 year further away from peak Rudy Gobert, because I don't know when that cliff is going to be for a guy that's been in the league for as long as, like, how long can Rudy Gobert?
I think he's already coming down.
I was going to say, I mean, we see it, but when do we just see that right down off a cliff? And I think you're right. Like, the window is now. Especially because you have to maximize whatever you spent so much draft capital for Rudy Gobert. You have to get something out of Rudy Gobert outside of a Western Conference Finals appearance.
Yeah, I look at all this stuff, man, and it really does make you wonder. And you say to yourself, oh, did we miss our opening? Did we miss out? That's the part that really does get me a little bit, man.
Do you think they missed out, though? I mean, completely, or does it just extend? Like, because there is parity in the Western Conference, and I mean, you've got Anthony Edwards.
The West has got, other teams in the West got better now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
OKC's window is right there.
Well, oh, okay. OKC's
their window's forever.
OKC is a different beast. Like, OKC is on a different level.
Wimby.
Yeah, with that De'Aaron Fox. I mean, the Wolves are in it. And I mean, in a little bit of trouble. In it, meaning, you know. But I do have to believe that Tim Connelly is going to be able to figure this thing out.
You sure?
And I mean,
put it like this:
look what he did. In, I mean, he put.
We know San Antonio is going to be in the mix with Wimby.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Houston's going to be in the mix because our step back meant that somebody took a step forward.
And now it's Houston.
This year it's Houston.
Yes,
the Grizzlies aren't going anywhere. The Mavericks are good. The Lakers just got Luka. The Nuggets, as long as they have the Joker, will still be good. Mm-hmm. And OKC still there. Like, that's all in the West. And we didn't even mention the Wolves yet.
It is. But I'm also going to go back to how he put... I don't know how long it took him to put everything together in Denver. And I just have to believe that that he could build another winner here.
He didn't give away a million draft picks to get a guy, though, in Denver.
No, he didn't.
That's a problem for the Wolves. Having picks is a major problem.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's one thing you don't want to do is trade away all that future draft capital. And they rolled the dice for Rudy Gobert. But I just have to, believe that they're going to be able to put the pieces around Anthony Edwards that are going to work with Ant's game instead of Ant having to work with everybody else.
We hope.
They've got to work with him.
We hope. All right, 651-461-9226. We're going to get to some trade conversation in a little bit because there have been multiple NBA trades today. But coming up next, let's talk about the big game. Josh Klingler, Kansas City Chiefs sideline reporter. He joins us next year on The Lake Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mahomes still has it to the five and in for the touchdown. And his worst pass of the night is on the spike attempt.
Jim Nantz here. Hey, the Kansas City Chiefs, they're the kings of the National Football League. They win, no matter what. It's been a phenomenal ride for the people in Kansas City. And joining us now on the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline is a dear friend of mine who I worked with a few years ago in Kansas City. Just an amazing sideline reporter. Also a play-by-play guy. He did a lot of play-by-play in college basketball. But Josh Klingler, Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter, joining us here on The Lake Show. The only downside to being a friend of Josh's, because Josh is a great guy, is that he's an Iowa Hawkeye. That's the only thing that I don't like about Josh Klingler.
Yeah.
Everything else I love.
Okay, that's tolerable. I'm not denouncing my Hawkeye-dom, though.
I hear you, man. I hear you. How you been, my friend?
Well, you know, we're living right around here, as you mentioned. I guess probably, you know, darts being thrown from every other NFL city because, it's been a pretty privileged life for a Chiefs fan for the last several years. And here they are, one game away from doing something nobody's done before, and city's buzzing, and everybody's, you know, in high anticipation of what hopefully is to come. I don't think it's going to be easy, but this has been the mission that they've been on ever since they grabbed the trophy last year. They were talking about going for three, and so here it is. I don't know if the pressure will finally catch them. I don't think it will, but you know, they didn't go through this season to win a division or make the playoffs or make the Super Bowl. They were intending on winning it and winning three in a row. So here we are.
I think that this year from the Kansas City Chiefs, realistically, in the last 20 years in the National Football League, I think it's one of the more underrated seasons. Like people were taking shots, you know, and taking their best shot at the Kansas City Chiefs, and all they did was win, you know, and they continued to win week after week after week. I know that they weren't undefeated or anything like that, whatever, but they were everybody else's Super Bowl. They were taking everybody's, you know, best punch, and here they stand tall. And they're back in the Super Bowl facing the Philadelphia Eagles. Let me ask you this. So, you know, I think that Kansas City as a city and as a town is a phenomenal sports town. I think nobody in this country disputes that. And when I was there, the Royals were winning, and people felt a certain way about that. And now you have the Kansas City Chiefs that are just blowing everybody out of the water with regards to winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl. Oh, you know, all they do is just go to an AFC championship. Like, that's guaranteed every single year. But my question is this. There's been so much talk about officiating, and there's so much conspiracy theories about, oh, people favoring the Chiefs. I personally, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. It's a lot of fake news. But people here in Minnesota are like, yeah, Lake, but you're too close to it. You got friends in Kansas City. You worked in Kansas City. You have a little bit of Kansas City bias. What say you, Kling?
Well, I'm even closer to it, right? So it'll come across as homer. Look, do you want your quarterbacks protected? I think the answer is yes. I think the game is better when your best quarterbacks are playing. When a team loses a quarterback, it's absolutely no fun. So, and is Patrick Mahomes at the top of the heap? He is the face of the NFL. He is the best player poster child for the NFL. Do you want to protect him? Yeah, at all costs. Not necessarily, but also I could look to a bunch of the games where they said the call here is a call there. And there's plenty of like errors that were made by people or coaching mistakes that were made by people. I look back at the Houston game and they wanted to kind of grumble about a few calls. Well, how about not try to kick a 55-yard field goal against the wind in cold weather? You know, like complaining about a call on a fourth and one for Buffalo. How about not run the same play four times? It's been got pretty predictable, right?
Yeah.
So I think that you can kind of counteract some of those things. Have they caught some breaks? Yeah, but this has also been a team that's really been resilient and just found ways to win and have a resolve that doesn't allow them to give up in games. And so if they're around at the tail end of a game, they believe that they're going to win. And so I think that goes a long way to a lot of the victories that they had this past season.
Yeah, we're talking to Josh Klingler, Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. Just a final point on that. I think you're being too light on everybody with this conversation, Josh. I'll say it like this. This is what I believe, and this is how I diffuse all of that talk around here, is I say 15, he's different. Travis Kelce, he's different. Andy Reid, he's different. Chris Jones, he's different. When you got four Hall of Famers on a team, yeah, they're going to create their own success. So at the end of the day, you can complain and talk about, oh, they get this and that. No, they create the success that they're having right now. And then secondly, I would say to all those people out there, you can't have it both ways. Just a few years ago, when it was the Philadelphia Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and there's pass interference on Juju Smith-Schuster, everybody complained and said, well, it's a Super Bowl, you can't make that call. Which one is it?
Yeah. And I think as well, you know, especially when winning close games, I think you kind of look for a reason why. And I think the reason why is that they've been experienced, and as you mentioned, you have, you know, three very talented players at the top of their game that know how to win ball games, and then it filters down, and then you have a head coach who's won a ton of ball games, and it filters down. So they make their own breaks. At times they probably make their own luck as well, but you know, I think that they've taken a little of this to heart too. I think certainly in the Buffalo Bills, before the Buffalo Bills matchup, when all the chatter was going on about that, I think that the Chiefs players themselves kind of rallied around that stuff. But not that they're going to be a great villain, because they're not. But I think that they're trying to embrace whatever villainous mischief that people believe may be out there, and using it for fuel in this one. But I don't think they're a good villain. I think I think, and again, I'm coming from Kansas City, but I think it's a very likable bunch. I mean, Kelsey's super likable. Mahomes is everything you'd want to be in a quarterback and a person. And Chris Jones is the heartbeat of a defense. So, it's a very likable cast of characters that's not going to be very good at being the team nobody likes. And frankly, right now, they don't really care. I mean, they're just, yeah, their sights set on, they want to be, especially those three, they want this history. They want to do something no one else has ever done. They're thinking about legacy. And so that's what's on the table for this matchup.
How concerned are you about Saquon Barkley? Like, I am concerned. As you know, I'm going to be rooting for the Chiefs to win this game, but I am concerned about how dynamic that running back has been.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a huge key for the Eagles. I think they need to get off to a fast start, and they need to get him going right away. And obviously they've done a good job of that in their wins. I think where the Chiefs have an edge is if he doesn't get off to the fast start. I think that they're going to have problems if they're not able to run the ball effectively and put too much in the hands of Jalen Hurts to throw the football. So I think the Chiefs are going to key very much so on stopping the run first and foremost. And, you know, can Hurts take advantage of that, find some seams? Especially the Chiefs have been a little bit vulnerable down the middle of the field. That's been where teams have been able to attack them. But certainly Barkley is going to be a number one. But I think if you keep Barkley in check early in the game and you yourself are efficient offensively, you put yourself in a position where maybe they're chasing.
Kling, any reaction to Travis Kelce kind of echoing and saying, yeah, you know, I'm not done after this. Like, I'm looking to play beyond this year. And also Andy Reid acknowledging those questions out there about when he might possibly be done and saying, no, I'm going to be back next year as well.
Yeah, I mean, Andy, I'd say, is a definite no. I mean, Travis has got the world at his fingertips right now, but it is generated by football. You know what I mean? And he's got one more year in his contract. It's about $12.5 million. You know, is he going to walk into a broadcast job worth that right now? I mean, just in terms of money, and you could say, well, his girlfriend has all the money in the world, and you'd be correct. But his money, you know, I think still has the fire. I mean, he's he is still the guy that, you know, leads out to practice and plays the hardest and works the hardest. And that's been one thing about this team too, Henry, that's been so impressive that, you know, I think I've been around teams before, and you probably have as well, where the best players weren't the hardest workers. This team is not that. I mean, Mahomes, Jones, and Kelsey are the three biggest names, and they're the three guys that are out front leading all the time. And, you know, Travis is interesting because, yes, he has so much probably in his ear about what he could do next. But I think if that fire is still burning to still play football, he's going to still play football. Certainly if they win three in a row, there's probably nothing more left to do in your career. But if he's still got a little bit of a burn to do it, I wouldn't be shocked. So, yeah. But I also wouldn't be shocked if, you know, he says, I'm going to think about it and come back and give you a decision. I think Andy Reid's a definite back. I think, Kelsey, I wouldn't say 50-50. I'd say 70-30. He's coming back, but that 30 could be awfully strong.
Did you think that in a million years, Kling, that you would be a part of three Super Bowl championships in a span of, what, 5 years and potentially a fourth?
No chance. I mean, it's living in ridiculous territory because it's almost arrogant. I get it because, as you mentioned, they've made their home in the AFC Championship game. They've been in the Super Bowl a bunch of times, and it's literally gotten to the point where you go, which Super Bowl was that again? You know, like you're recounting memories from Super Bowls, and you're like, which one was it again? You got to stop back and pinch yourself and go, jerk, you're talking about like five trips. This is like ridiculous.
Exactly.
So it has gotten a little bit silly. This year, I think, was the first year that I really felt maybe around the city that it was probably the least about the regular season. It has been like people, I don't feel like we're maybe enjoying this ride as much and really wanting to fast forward to this spot, you know, this weekend. And yeah. I'm not saying that that's, right or wrong, but I got the most feel that this was the year. It's like, let's just see how the story ends. Let's just see how the third year of a three-peat ends and can they get that done? And I haven't had that maybe in other seasons where you felt like it was a little more kind of week to week. This one was a little bit about, hey, these guys said they wanted to win three. Let's see if they can win the third.
Well, Clay, I'll say this because I typically get to Kansas City. I visit a lot. I get there maybe four or five times a year. I literally was just this past weekend. I was in Las Vegas for the big boxing fight, and I was with CDOT. And me and CDOT were kind of hanging out, and we took a picture. I'll send it to you here in a commercial break. But my thing is this. So I'm going to be there really soon, probably within a month, and let's try to connect. But I need one favor from you, just one favor from you this weekend. When you leave New Orleans, okay, Super Bowl win or loss, however it shakes out, I need a game program. And there's one specific reason why I need a game program.
Okay.
Whatever game program that they have, whatever that they give you guys, or notes, just slide one in your bag and bring it back, and I'll pick it up from you when I get to Kansas City. Maybe we can go hang out at Joe's. There's one particular reason why I want a program this year. It's because one of my favorite hip-hop artists of all time is the headliner, and that's Kendrick Lamar.
So will they have a spread in the program about?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think so. But even if you bring the program and it doesn't have anything specific to him, which it could, eventually at some point I'm gonna run up on Kendrick Lamar like, Kendrick, signed this.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I don't have any of those from other years because I think I like give them away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I will earmark this one for you.
Sounds I appreciate good. It, my man. Well, hey, man, hey, congratulations on all the success. I know it's been a wild ride, but it's been a great one. I'm rooting for the Chiefs this weekend. I literally have prop bets on the Chiefs, so good luck, man. Safe travels, and enjoy New Orleans.
Hey, it doesn't stink playing to the last game of the year every year. It's a lot of fun. And, again, I know there's a lot of NFL cities going, gritting their teeth going, enough. But, boy, if you can just get there, it's pretty amazing. Not to say that anybody's going to do this type of nonsense, but just get there once, right? As a city and everything else, it's so incredibly awesome to unite your fan base like that. So, can't be the Chiefs. I'm hoping the Vikings can crack through one of these days. Heck, a Chiefs Vikings Super Bowl would be pretty awesome too.
Yeah, we'll take it, man. Hey, Kling, man, I appreciate the time, my man.
All right, go Hawkeyes.
That's Josh Klingler, Chiefs Radio Network sideline reporter, joining us here on the Lake Show. He would sneak that in, the Go Hawkeyes.
That's the one thing that made me smile during that. When he was talking about, hey, every team needs to make it, it's like, yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Let's break. We'll look at weather, come back, and talk about a move that the Minnesota Twins made. We get to that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, the Minnesota Twins made a move today that I actually like a lot. Yesterday, I was a little bit critical of the Danny Collin move. But today, the Minnesota Twins added in free agency. They signed Harrison Bader to a one-year deal, adding some depth in center field. Your reaction to that, 651-461-9226. But I bring this up because I like this move a lot. It is a one-year deal. For a guy who's not old, he's 30, he's in the prime of his career, but he's a guy that is extremely good defensively, okay, in the outfield. And the reason why I believe that is so critical is because 2 years ago, when we had Michael Taylor here, that was beyond an outstanding pickup. That was a great pickup. You didn't want to throw around great yesterday. I think you would agree that Michael Taylor in center field was great for the Minnesota Twins. You need to have veteran, fresh bodies in the outfield with Byron Buxton having the injury history that he's had. It isn't just about putting a body out there, whether it's a young guy or not, because we saw Austin Martin played a lot last year, whatever. We had guys rotate in and out when Buxton wasn't available. But to have a veteran out there that has got that experience, that is unbelievable defensively, I think it's awesome. Now, he's not going to swing a hot bat. He's not going to have a ton of power or any of that. But this signing, 1 year at $6 million, and he could receive up to $2 million more with incentives reached. I like this.
Yeah, I mean, he does have a little bit of pop at his bat. You know, that's not his forte.
No, it's not his forte. I mean, last year, what he hit, 12 home runs?
Yeah, but I mean, he hit 236, but a lot of his plate appearances were late, like pinch hit sort
yep.
of. You
yep.
know, he wasn't an...
Yep, he wasn't an everyday guy.
He wasn't
yes.
an everyday guy.
He was a bench guy. Yep.
Yeah, and I mean, I think if you give him regular at-bats, if for some reason he's going to get regular at-bats, especially against lefties, I think that he's going to be more than certain, definitely going to give you a little bit more than Manny Margot gave you. Let's throw that out.
Yeah, that
didn't
work out well.
No, it didn't. Manny Margot last year did not have a single pinch hit in any of his at-bats. But he's a complimentary piece, a fourth outfielder. He is a very good defensive center fielder. I mean, when he came up, I think he led the National League in like defensive runs saved for the Cardinals. Yeah, 19 and 21. He's worth 15 and 18 defensive runs saved. You know, he's a little bit thicker, a little bit stockier, you know, stronger. He's got a little bit of speed too. So
yes, I'd love his speed.
And
he'll
steal
some bases, yep.
He will. And the Twins stole like 60,
some doubles.
Yeah, 65 bases last year. So I mean, I'll be very curious to see how the whole philosophy changes, because I think we can be all in agreement that the philosophy last year sucked. It was terrible and so incredibly inconsistent. But if you're looking for somebody that can hold it down and won't be a liability, and this allows Austin Martin to not have to be uncomfortable in center field, like, that's the last thing you want, is one of your young guys, like they did with Royce Lewis, putting him in the outfield.
Royce never should have been out there.
No, Royce yeah. never should have been out there. When you said that this was a great signing and that you love it, I am the exact same way. Plus, he can play the corner outfield spots. So
when need be, yeah.
When need be. So I think he'll get a lot of run. And I think it's, especially against lefties, man,
with the young guys on the in the other outfield spots.
Larnick and Wallner, left-handed hitters, too.
There could be some slumps there. Because they, especially with Wallner. Wallner at the beginning of the year was awful. And then he went down, then he came back up, and then he was fine. And he had some stretches where you're like, okay, Matt Wallner's figured it out. So I guess my point is that you're going to see that inconsistency a little bit with mm-hmm. guys that are still trying to find their way.
Yeah.
And a guy like this really helps to have from a depth perspective.
Well, and last year, late in the year, we were all wondering, why doesn't Rocco, when things looked like they were just unraveling, why doesn't Rocco give Trevor Larnick a chance to hit against lefties? Give Matt Wallner a chance to hit against lefties? Like, why are we still doing this platoon pinch hitting in the fourth inning nonsense? Like, it drove me nuts. And now you've got somebody who's a career 249 hitter against left-handed pitchers. So you allow yourself a little bit of a flexibility to have somebody that's not a liability, but at the same time can go out there and isn't going to be uncomfortable playing defense as well. So for as much as we could, you know, jump on the Danny Colom move, and hopefully it works out. Again, I'm looking at that as a Thielbar replacement at best. This is absolutely, I think, a great.
I love this move.
I love this move too. It's not going to move
move the needle, but it's a
casual
fan. Well, Michael Taylor didn't move the needle.
No, I think that, you know, casual fans are going to be like, Harrison Bader. Who's that? Harrison Bader is going to be a really solid yet unspectacular contributor to this team. The problem with him is he just hasn't been able to stay healthy. I mean, groin, hamstring, oblique strain, hairline fracture in the rib cage. Oh my God, plantar fasciitis. Well, we know all about that all too well. So he's been shelved at times, but last year, he played in 113 games or something like that.
That's
so
a good number.
That's a really
and we're,
good. And we're that's a really good
about,
number
and we,
for part-time
player. We're talking about
player.
A depth guy. No one is sitting here
exactly,
on this
yes.
show. No one on the Lake Show is saying that this is the steal of Major League Baseball free agency. We're not sitting here saying, yeah, this is the reason why we're going to win the American League Central.
This is it.
This is the move. I just want to create some depth.
And that's what you need.
Let's be honest.
Uh-huh.
Is Buxton going to miss some games?
Like he'll be in their opening day for like three innings, and then he'll go on the IL for like 2.5 months.
No, that's not him.
No?
No.
Oh, that's Royce?
That's Royce.
That's Royce. Whoa! Oh, my God.
I was there opening day when he got hurt.
I know. It sucked.
He rounded second to get the – I was like, oh, no. Because I was scared it might have been ACL again or something.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Royce has never been hurt in a game that I've attended. Maybe I should – I'm just saying, every game that I've seen Royce play, he's finished. So
who are you blaming?
Let me guess. I should probably blame myself because I wasn't there.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Well, my fault Royce Lewis got hurt. But I'm excited. And I don't think they're done because over the last few years, they've done a lot of things into spring training. Like, this is where some of the things have happened. And
yeah, I wonder who else is out there that they could be looking at.
I don't know. In terms of free agents, I just don't see them.
Well, Dan Hayes from The Athletic, he said that prior to today, he thought that they had $5 to $6 million to spend. And he says that this week so far, they spent $9 million.
Ooh.
So that's beyond what he thought that they were going to spend.
Yeah. And now, I guess the question for me is, how do you potentially trim some of that money? Are you, do you look at dealing Willie Castro? Or is the Christian Vasquez deal still going to happen? I mean...
Are you saying that we won't end up with Alex Bregman?
I'm saying that we won't end up with Alex Bregman. Although Alex Bregman, when Alex Bregman is not in your market, you think he's such a smug a-hole. But when you're covering him, he's just a fun. He's a fun dude when he's, when you're covering him. But oh, he can come up like a.
Let me say this, and I have not gotten any information from anybody within.
And he and Correa were teammates.
From anything with anybody in the organization. But I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out here.
Dylan Cease?
That there's a name. Mm-hmm. No. There's an old friend, I think, potentially, that could land in Minnesota if we need an arm at the last minute.
Dylan Bundy?
No.
Cole Irvin?
No.
Chris Archer?
Old friend will be Kyle Gibson. I think that could be a possibility.
I don't know, man.
I'm not saying it's a difference maker, but I'm just saying like you know me, man. I've said this for the last couple. I'm all about depth. I'm all about depth. We need depth.
Yeah, but I just don't know where
Chris Paddock. I don't have any faith he's going
to
stay healthy.
I don't know where Gibby would be though. I don't know where you would slot Gibby to start the season if you signed him. I don't know that I would want Gibby in the rotation more than I would want Simeon Woods Richardson.
Agree.
I just don't know. I mean, you couldn't sign Kyle Gibson and assign him to St. Paul.
No.
So he would have to be on the roster. I don't know if there's a spot in the starting rotation for Kyle Gibson right now. And he's a Mizzou guy. I mean, I would love to have another Mizzou guy here. But that's a deal breaker.
Is our rotation set? Because we know who the opening day starter is.
Pablo.
We know Ryan.
Joe, Ober.
I think those are solidified three.
Simeon Wood Richardson, probably, and then maybe.
Probably, though. It's probably.
I mean, look at all. I think he has to have the inside track.
For sure. I'm not disputing it.
Because of all of the time that you got. I mean, I don't know of a. I don't know if Zebby needs a little more seasoning.
No, we're not doing the Zebby thing.
David
not
Festa.
I don't think that we start the season with Zebby or Festa in the road.
I agree.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
This is not any inside information I'm getting from the Twins.
We're just kind of throwing it out there.
I'm just saying, like, if it's me, I'm not thinking Zebby or David starting the year.
But maybe you turn it into a bullpen game. Four starters, one bullpen. Four starters, one bullpen. But then there are going to be times where you're going to go with six starters anyway, depending on weather and early in the season and everything. So
and the text lines echoing our sentiments. 612, this signing sounds really good. Another one from the 612. I think it's a great move for the Twins to get Bader. Good veteran experience and personalities are also key.
And there is an option for a second year, yes.
A mutual option.
Mutual option, yeah.
Mutual option for a second year. But the you need guys, man. You need bodies. Because you know eventually at some point, the bugaboo with Buxton is he's going to get nicked. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take a break, come back, final segment. All right, we are actually done here on the show. We only have about 30 more seconds. I appreciate Josh Klingler coming on the show, Kelsey Carlson from Fox 9 coming on as well. We got plenty of football to talk about tomorrow and a couple of people to talk to. Man, the Gophers host Iowa. No Caitlin Clark, what happens? Iowa's still good, though. They knocked off USC. So we got plenty of things to get into tomorrow night. 6 o'clock regular time. Take you till 9, and we'll talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.